This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. As events kick off for the Tokyo Olympics, the head of the World Health Organization says the venue should not be judged by the tally of COVID-19 cases that arise because zero risk is impossible. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus tells the International Olympic Committee what matters more is how infections are handled. Tedros wants Tokyo's success to be judged by how, quote, cases are identified, isolated, traced, and cared for as quickly as possible, and onward transmission is interrupted, end quote. Prior to the events, Japan's Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said the world needs to see that Japan can stage a safe Olympics. A member of the United States men's beach volleyball team tested positive for COVID-19, NBC said Wednesday, the first infection for an American who was expected to compete in the Tokyo 2020 Games. Taylor Crabb's infection was detected over the weekend soon after he arrived in Japan, NBC said, citing his brother Trevor, who told the broadcaster it was, quote, terrible. Brisbane was awarded the 2032 Olympics Wednesday, triggering wild celebrations and fireworks as it became the third Australian city to host the Summer Games. Brisbane's victory looked a certainty after it was unanimously proposed as the single candidate for the 35th Olympiad by the IOC's 15-strong executive board in June. Australia hosted the Olympics in Melbourne in 1956 and in Sydney in 2000. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach confirmed the vote 72-5 with three abstentions. This is VOA News.